In this bulletin, Donald Trump threatens to obliterate parts of Iran. The man who set himself on fire on Manus Island to be charged with attempted suicide and arson. And in cricket, Australia thrashes England to progress to the semi-finals of the World Cup. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Donald Trump has threatened to obliterate parts of Iran if it attacks anything American. His tweets come after Iran's President Hassan Rouhani criticised new US sanctions, saying the White House was afflicted by mental retardation. The sanctions followed Iran's shooting down of an unmanned US surveillance drone. President Trump has reiterated his stance that Iran cannot be allowed to have nuclear weapons.
And by the way, we have tremendous support. And people were very happy with what I did the other day by not doing something, okay? But we had tremendous, and we have tremendous support. Nobody wants to see Iran have nuclear weapons.
The United States has laid out a $72 billion economic plan for peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner, opened a two-day international meeting in Bahrain detailing the plan. The meeting was not attended by the Israeli or Palestinian governments. He defended his much-criticized vision.
This is about creating opportunity for the Palestinian people. This is about creating opportunity for the people throughout the Middle East. If implemented correctly and competently, the economic plan I will go through now will lead to growth and better lives. To create this vision, we have drawn from the lessons of the most successful economic transformations of the last 75 years.
Three children have been killed in a house fire at Singleton in New South Wales. Paramedics transported a 31-year-old woman, an 8-year-old boy and 5-year-old twin girls to Singleton Hospital in the early hours of this morning. But the two girls were pronounced dead shortly after arrival. An 11-year-old boy was found dead inside the home. Hunter Valley Police District Commander Superintendent Chad Gillies has paid tribute to local people who rushed to help those inside.
I'd like to emphasise the heroic nature of the four residents in the nearby vicinity that tried to assist the people inside the house and importantly got the mother and 8-year-old daughter out.
The latest person to set themselves alight on Manus Island is to be charged with arson and attempted suicide. 30-year-old Indian national Ravinder Singh suffered burns to his face and hand when he locked himself in his room and set it on fire on Friday. SBS Radio's Punjabi program has revealed the reason he gave for his actions was because he was angry over not being given medical treatment. Attempting suicide is considered a misdemeanor under Papua New Guinea's criminal code and carries a penalty of up to 1 year in prison. Arson carries a sentence of up to life in prison. Manus Police Chief Inspector David Yapu says when Mr. Singh returns to the island, he'll be charged. The injured man's friend, Manjit Singh, who is also at the same facility, has told SBS Punjabi that the Indian had been in pain for many months. Students at state schools in Victoria will be banned from using their mobile phones during school hours from next year in a bid to reduce cyberbullying. Students will have to switch off their phones and store them in lockers until the final bell. Education Minister James Molino says he'll remove a major distraction from classrooms and create a positive, supportive environment for students. To the Cricket World Cup, and Australian left-arm bowlers Jason Behrendorf and Mitchell Starc have ripped through England to claim a 64-run win at Lord's. After captain Aaron Finch hit an even 100 to lead Australia to 7 for 285, Behrendorf and Starc took 9 of England's 10 wickets to roll them for 221 in reply. The result guarantees Australia a semi-finals spot. Post-match, Aaron Finch said that the side now knows its style of cricket can beat the very best sides in the world.
We're confident with what we've got, the way that we're going about it. I mean, for Australia, we've won 5 World Cups in our history, so there's plenty to suggest that the way that we go about it is the right way to do it. So whether that works every single day, I don't think any method would. You'd be an unbelievable side if that was the case, but I think it just gives us the best chance to play our best cricket consistently. That's all we're asking for.
Having entered the competition as favourites, England's hopes of progression are now in doubt. Captain Owen Morgan says his team struggled with their batting.
I thought a lot of today we were outplayed. I thought we, you know, winning the toss and bowling first. I thought we bowled well up front. A little bit unlucky. Australia seemed to play and miss quite a lot and build a fantastic partnership up front and capitalise on that by posting a good total.
Well, now today's weather across the country: Perth, showers and a possible late storm, 21. Adelaide, sunny and 18 degrees. Similar in Melbourne, 17. Hobart, sunny and 12. Canberra, frost and 15. Wollongong, a shower or two, 18. Showers for Sydney, 19. Same conditions for Newcastle. In Brisbane, showers and 20. Cairns, a shower or two, 25. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.